Okay, the IPDC social media photo metadata test 2016. I think this has to be underlined. The year, but let's have a look into the details. First, what was the issue? The issue was already a couple of years ago that primarily professional photographers complained that their metadata disappear, get lost, or are hidden, or something like that. Simply, they were not able to find metadata anymore when they have published a photo, they have circulated a photo via a social media system. And so, and they approach us as, fortunately, IPDC is understood as be the body and the master behind the IPDC photo metadata. So they said, well, find out what's the reason why they disappear and how can this be stopped. Okay, so on IPDC side, they would say the goal is to show exactly what happens in the typical social media communication workflow. Then we have set up a test and to explain who the we is. So IPDC has, as just mentioned, a photo metadata working group. And there is Sara and about 4 to 5 other regular participants of this group. And so we were scratching our heads and said, okay, how can this be tested? And we have set up such a workflow to say, first to upload an image as a file into the social media system, then check what metadata are displayed there, which fields are displayed there, then try to download or save as, I will explain the difference, such a photo which is displayed by the system, and then to check this downloaded image file, what metadata exists in it. Then we have defined a test procedure for that, so that everybody, so not a single person did this, so that all persons who did a check do it in exactly the same way. And we also said it should be as unbiased as possible. Of course, we were we know the reason why we did the test, but we should not bias say, okay, the bad social media systems, this is our enemy. That's not true. We said, okay, let's have a look at that, what happens, and then write a protocol, minutes of that, what has happened. And then what has happened has been written down and published. Okay, what was the tested? And there to mention, our first test was done in 2013 already. So there we have picked 15 social media systems, which were the big ones, Facebook, Google+, Tumblr, Twitter, plus known sites of photo exchange, at that time Instagram, Flickr, 500px, and a very generic data exchange, but with a good support of photos, Dropbox. And then we did this again in 2016, because we have been approached by photographers saying, has changed something in the meantime? Now, 3 years later, have things changed? Said, okay, let's do the test. So some of them did not exist anymore. So Flickr Pro, the Pro variant of Flickr, YME and YFrog did not exist, but we have added 3 new. So the Adobe Behance system, IM, so who has been there at the presentations yesterday know what IM is, and LinkedIn. Okay, and the results were published on 19th of January this year, and they're compared to 2013. This is how it looks like. So it's, I think it's quite easy. It shows in a traffic light system, green is good, yellow is something in between, and then red is, that's not good. So what we have tested there is says, are the displayed metadata displayed correctly? So we have checked, are that exactly, let's say, if there is something named the photographer, is this really the photographer who has been in the metadata? Because sometimes it happened that the photographer was always shown is the owner of a account on this system, and not has not been required that is the person of the metadata. Okay, then we have the four C's. So create copyright data and credit line. We said there, are they shown? And then we have the same as and embedded. Save as means if you have a browser, usually if you click the right button on your mouse, you will see there a context menu, and this context, if you're pointing at an image, in many cases shows something like download as, save as. So this is done by browser means, this downloading. Or the other download is there a download item in the menu of the social media systems? Some allow to download it by their system. Okay, so let's have a look at that. So if you look at 500 pixels, looks good. So also Behance, let's say this is perfect, only green lights and nothing else. Dropbox, when something is saved as, then metadata get lost, but download, let's say the regular way, they are kept. And IM, unfortunately there, the save as does not support metadata. Then Facebook, quite big interest into Facebook, how this behaves there. Yeah, unfortunately only a slight and modest increase, so almost everything is deleted now in 2016. So this is the white bar that there the metadata are. There are a few relevant metadata are kept, and interesting, some Facebook specific metadata have been added. So apparently it's an ID which looks like used for tracking the photo in this Facebook system. Okay, so they ingest their own metadata into the in your file. Then Flickr, you see there also has been improved, now downloaded photos support metadata, save as not. Google Photo, there is a slow drop, a drop, so they save as drop out the IPDC metadata, now did not in 2013. Then their Instagram is not very nice to photo metadata as it has been before. LinkedIn, so this this system for sharing user profiles, professional profiles, has also an upload photo feature, and this is also not very supportive to photo metadata. Then you see the Pinterest, okay, almost the same level. Tumblr, Tumblr declined, so they are only keeping EXIF metadata, but no IPDC metadata, and they are relevant for keeping rights. And Twitter, bad as before. Posting on Twitter means getting your metadata stripped off. Okay. So that is what we have shared in January, and after that we have shared these results with 30 photographer organizations, because our position is we are collecting facts. So we are tracking what happens and we are making the results public. But if the owner of the copyrights of a photo feels this is an infringement, then this must be the action of this person, of this party who owns the copyrights on the photo. And therefore, we share these results with trade associations of photo businesses and invited them. If they want to comment on that, if they want to take actions, then you can refer to our IPDC test results. But we will not take actions, as this is not an infringement of our copyright. Only a few responded, but I hear from some swirling arounds there have been apparently internal discussions with, let's say, a public without a public uproar. And there are some more private contacts that many of the amateur photographers don't care about such a test, as they don't care about copyright. So, and some people said, well, compare simply how many how many photos of amateur photographers and professional photographers are shared on Facebook. I think the professional photographers are in the percent or even below the percent rate, and therefore Facebook has may have a focus on the majority of their users and maybe do not care that much about the minority report from the professional photographers. Some professional photographers have given up to take care a lot about that because they say we are driven to use social media systems. I think this is something which might be discussed later on. And people from social media systems admitted our engineers are experts in pixels but not in metadata. So we are able to deliver wonderful, perfectly scaled photos. But metadata, there is something around that we heard about that. Okay, so that's all what I want to share with you.